Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
You can catch up with this every single day. Flan, Ally and Spider. Today on a Monday, wafting into the studio, Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbour.
Yeah.
Yes, Serenity, always great to see you.
You too, Al. You're the best looking man I've ever seen.
All right. Well, I don't know if you've got out that much. Spider, your coach translator on a Monday because Dimmer and
Desi, the double D's.
Yes.
Yeah, the double D's are in trouble, I tell you what. Unfortunately, both our local sides going down to the Dogs. Mm. They both played the Dogs on the same weekend.
Unbelievable.
And
the double D's are a bit droopy.
They need to perk up a bit.
Yeah, and you cut through all the spin at the coaches' press conference and get to what they're really saying.
Absolutely. It's the truth. That. It's a truth finder.
Yep, okay. It is Byron Bay Blues Fest week as well. Every Easter, we love it. And all the superstars of this year's Byron Bay Blues Fest. Tommy Emmanuel is part of this podcast. And Ally, what a special morning for you. Well, actually, it's been a special 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Your fitness journey.
Yeah, hasn't it been great? No, actually, you know what? It has been great. I have enjoyed the kick up the bum because you'd rather just smash into something, wouldn't you, and see some results as quick as you can. And I was getting it. I got good results in the first week. I've just plateaued. Somewhat.
It did fall into a bad fortnight for you, though, I've got to say. You had a couple of big shindigs that are important to you. They're significant life events, and you don't want to go easy on those.
You don't, and I do hate making excuses, though.
Oh, that's all I can hear.
Yeah, I know.
I can smell excuses in the studio. That's all I can smell is excuse.
Well, the phone's lit up on whose side are you on, Ally or Spiders. That all to come.
The phone's lit up and supported me. But then
then what happened?
Well,
I know. He
someone
begged.
Please ring and support me, please. You wait and hear it, Triple M Gold family.
Please stay and listen to the begging.
All that is coming up in this podcast.
Absolutely. So much. Hey, very quickly.
You learned a lot in India from the beggars, didn't you?
Yeah. I'm kind of having a look now, right? Raining outside, wet weather over the next couple of days. Yeah. Go to the movies.
Ooh.
Which one would you go and see? These three are out at the moment, all right?
To me, bros.
Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Godzilla v. Kong, or Kung Fu Panda.
Oh,
that's a very, very tough call. Because the middle one, they have to work together, finally. Kong and Godzilla have to save the Earth together.
Oh, which one would you see? Ghostbusters, Kong, or Kung Fu?
I'm such a Kung Fu Panda guy.
Yeah, this is
but
actually
Ghostbusters
tough.
Is very, very tough to walk past. Oh, what are we talking? Oh. Ghostbusters 3, isn't it?
Four,
because there was the girls' ones as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Frozen Empire.
I'm going to see Kung Fu Panda with his awesome sauce.
Okay.
This is tough. Oh.
Who's it out of?
Well, I'm finding it hard to split the three. Ghostbusters because of nostalgia. Love Bill Murray. Want to go back and see a bit of that. Kung Fu Panda because it'll be hilarious and make me laugh. And I love Jack Black. But Godzilla Kong, I want to see the special effects.
Yes.
That's so tough.
When Kong and Godzilla fight together against dinosaurs.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to go nostalgia. I'm going Ghostbusters.
Really?
Yeah, well done.
Yeah. Okay. Al?
Kong and Godzilla together. Yes. Yep.
Where's that leave you, Evos?
Well, it comes down to me to work out who's going.
Who
am I going with? Well, I reckon it's got to be Kung Fu Panda.
Hey!
We're not sharing popcorn, but we're going to the movies
together.
Okay.
Yeah. We can have some awesome sauce and have popcorn.
You two are adorable.
It is. They make a cute couple.
Yeah, leave a seat in between, though.
No way. I'm giving it out.
What does that mean? No. Doesn't matter.
I think I meant to say putting out.
All right, okay. Well, again, that's all righty.
Giving out.
I'm giving out.
It's very kind of you.
And Spider's finally giving up.
Yes.
I'm out.
Not giving in.
All right, here it is. The Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
Busy in the bones.
It is Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbour, joining us.
Transitioning, Andy,
Yeah.
It's good to be here today. The studio smells of humanity. Yes?
Really?
My adopted Rainbow Province name is?
Serenity.
Correct. Safe Harbour. I live in the Rainbow Province hinterland on 10 acres of brown snakes and bindies.
And I love it. It's my jam. Celebrity chef Pete Evans lives right next door, you know. And when the morning sun hits his brilliant teeth, it can damage your retina. Mm. I can only look at Pete through a pinprick in a piece of cardboard.
Oh. Do you remember?
Yes.
The solar eclipses when we were at school.
Well, there's a lunar eclipse tonight, Serenity. Yes. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Everyone's very excited in Byron Bay. That's when the moon moves in front of Pete Evans' teeth and blocks the glow, which is such a relief. And my bohemian Byron Bay home will be full of my friends for this event. It's a holistic pranic transformation centre where I transform doll money into large farts. Yes. And it's known as Shangri-Ladas, Wellness and Transformation Centre, where we focus on the
whole.
Thank you. You've been listening. Yes, I'm very happy
with
you.
Not really.
It's my jam, but I'll tell you what isn't my jam.
Okay.
The people on social media who started the whole Prince William had an affair story. Now, he's batting so far above his average, he should be grateful and not risk that. Don't you think? Absolutely.
William's not a bad catch.
But the people who started that rumour, in my view, should be rounded up and herded into the sea in a peaceful, loving way.
Oh.
Or lined up for the world to see and water cannoned by the riot squad.
Yes, I agree. Disgusting behaviour.
It's disgusting behaviour.
Yeah, it is.
Make them fly backwards with the water cannon into a sea of loose Lego bricks.
Oh! In tight lycra.
Ooh.
White lycra.
Now you've stopped me. Okay.
Wow.
You know, for some of my friends, the water cannon constitutes their annual bath, so it's an exciting day whenever they protest. Yes. But look, I cursed those one-handed social media keyboard warriors on Friday who began spreading calamitously cruel rumours when Kate had clearly had a shocking medical diagnosis. On Friday, I used a very powerful incantation.
Oh.
Oh, good.
You didn't.
I wish that their bums would grow taste buds. Do you remember?
Oh, yes.
And I apologise. I rescinded that spell. It wasn't strong enough for these bottom dwellers. I wanted a really strong curse. So I went to see my Wiccan witch of the Tweed West. I met her at the Mullumbimby Bucket Club. She's a femme. Met her at the third Sunday of the month, Reefers and Queefers Club badge draw. Yeah. Won the lucky door prize.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
I literally won a door off a sauna. I'm hoping to win the other three panels as well. And I won a cat travel box. And in it were three Brazilian surfy grommets who've overstayed their visas and are willing to work for Tim Tams.
Oh, wow.
Which in Byron Bay are like a cryptocurrency.
Mm.
On finance reports, in my view, they should have the Tim Tam Index. I call it the Wow Jones.
Yeah.
Nah.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Unfortunately, our two sporting codes went down over the weekend, the Titans and the Suns. But, you know, the coaches, you know, they have their press conference after the game, but we were able to get the coach's translator. So it tells you what they're really thinking instead of, you know, their normal mundane, you know, their normal press conference.
Mundane.
Yes, and that too.
Anthony Mundane.
Yep.
But have a listen, because this is Dimmer, Damien Hardwick. After the Gold Coast Suns got absolutely smoked, they 67 and the Bulldogs were 115.
Yeah, the first, obviously, trying to get the understanding of the ground, and you know, I think they get, you know, they get numbers back really well. We couldn't equalise. You know, they took 16 MOPs, I think, in the D50 zone alone. That's the game. You know, there's some other things we can tidy up, but at the end of the day, it's our offense hurting our defense.
Yeah, that sounds like
military talk, doesn't it? 15 MOPs in the DPs.
Absolutely, but you know, they'd won their first two games, you know, at home and lost away. But this is what he really meant to say.
No doubt they got off to a good start. You know, the first quarter absolutely pumped us. But I've worked out something with the Gold Coast Suns, and it's quite simple. If we don't play at People First Stadium, we don't win. So every weekend now, we're renaming every stadium to People First Stadium. Uh-huh. The only place we can win. It's getting beyond a joke at the moment. Now we go to Adelaide, People's First Stadium. MCG, no, People's First MCG. Over at Optus in WA, People's First Optus Stadium. We'll get wins.
Yeah, that's what he really meant to say.
Yeah. That works.
And then, of course, the Titans, they got absolutely pantsed. They were 32-0. Oh, they've only scored 4 points in 160 minutes of football. So have a listen to Desi after the game.
4 points in 2.5 hours of footy, Desi. How troubled are you with the start of the season?
Yeah, I thought we've been, I thought we were a little bit, again, today. You know, like the first half... I thought it was admirable in what we did. as far from a defensive point of view, the wind was quite strong. So we held them, to 12-0.
Yeah, poor but let's Desi. Oh, poor Desi. But put him through the coaching translator and find out what he really meant.
Oh, no.
Well, it's just ridiculous. Now we've lost Tino and we've scored 4 points. 4 points in 160 minutes. You know, when I think about it, I had a 50% strike rate when I coached Manly. I had a 57% strike rate when I coached the Bulldogs. I got zero at the Titans. You can't tell me that this place has not got a voodoo. There's a voodoo in this place. No one can win. How can we win? We can't.
It's a voodoo.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Look, nominated 3 times for Grammy Awards over the years and picking one up in the year 2024. He's a bloody legend of a bloke and he is the best acoustic guitar player in the world. Officially, his name is Tommy Emmanuel, and he joins us right now, mate.
Yay!
How are you, Tommy?
Good morning, everybody.
It's lovely to talk to you again.
Is it morning for you?
Yes, it is, mate. It really is. Tommy, 1998, 2006, and 2024. 3 nominations. You finally cracked through for a Grammy.
Yeah.
That's way overdue. And you've won with Folsom Prison Blues. Even Screaming Jets singer Dave Gleason has done a copy recently of Folsom Prison Blues.
How about that?
Yeah. What was it? I mean, obviously, Johnny Cash is just one of the major talents of all time.
We Aussies, we know that plugging away wins the day.
Yes,
and
mate.
That's what we do.
Exactly.
We just keep plugging away.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I just didn't know how to do it or what it was or whatever, but I heard the sound that I wanted to make.
It's unbelievable,
I wanted to
Tommy,
play like that.
Because he was playing the bass line with his thumb and the melody with his other fingers. It was absolutely remarkable.
Yeah. Absolutely. I teach this style and I do guitar camps all around the world to a lot of students.
Can I ask how much is a lesson just for a friend of a friend?
Interested, yeah.
Oh, you couldn't afford it.
I don't want it for me. I want it for Flan.
We might start a GoFundMe page just so Flan can get a lesson.
I've had my lesson from Tommy Emmanuel and I was very grateful for it. I got to sit with Tommy for an hour last year.
Listen, I taught people when I was living in Sydney and working in Sydney back in the 70s and early 80s, I had lots of students and I never charged them.
Tommy taught me that there were some players who would play so fast you couldn't understand really what they were doing. And Tommy used to put the album on the record player and then put coins on the record to slow it down so he could work out what was going on.
Right.
Yeah. I've been doing that with my records now, Tommy.
There are some great festivals around Australia and we're very, very fortunate. Mm. We have a great diversity of music, but, you know, the Byron Bay Blues Fest is probably the greatest of all of them. It's such a big lineup, and to be a part of it on a sad day, you must be pretty pumped.
I had the time of my life the last time I played Blues Fest. It's so well organised and so well attended.
Yeah. Do you manage to sneak and see some of the other artists? And if so, who are you looking forward to seeing at Blues Fest this year?
Well, Tom Jones and Ian Moss would be on the top of my list. I did a show with Tom Jones in Corsica many years ago.
Yeah.
And when I was doing the sound check, Tom's band were there and they came out and heard me playing and they invited me to play. And I said, well, you better ask Mr. Jones. He's the boss, you know. And they said, oh, he'll love it. Don't you worry. So they had a guitar and an amp all set up. And halfway through the show, Tom Jones calls me up. And I got to play in this tune, a gospel tune. Didn't it rain, children? Rain all night long. And I tell you, he was so good out there. He really was.
Did you chuck your undies up?
I didn't have any on.
Tommy. He'd already thrown them at Ian Moss.
That's awesome.
Aww. Tommy Emmanuel, you are a bloody legend, a national treasure. Yeah. Can't wait to see you play, mate.
Appreciate it and so looking forward to coming back to Blues Fest. Thanks for having a good old chin wag.
My esteemed co-host Spider Everett has dragged out some audio of me claiming I was going to lose 15 kilos by Easter at the end of last year. I will declare, if I have not lost 15 kilos, you can come over to my house and throw away whatever you want. So now apparently I'm on a weight loss journey.
Got me up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Over the last couple of weeks, smashing into the personal trainer. You've had Triple M family, they've donated your fitness gear. We've had bikes in here, you've had a sauna in here. You've been on fire. But there's another weigh-in day.
Well, last time I weighed in at 87.1.
I can tell you.
86.9. That's 200 grams. I want to renegotiate the terms.
Ooh,
on this.
Nah.
Yes. You can't lose 15 kilos in 3.5 weeks.
What do you mean?
Kangaroo Court, you have to bring an argument and then you get to respond, Ali, and then we'll have someone independent, someone with legal experience.
Righty-o.
Sort it.
Got me up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Ali's going to put her argument that the terms and conditions were skewed against her and impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say Spider Everett will refute. But, Ali, you're going first. Take your time. Present as much as you like. 1-300-925-666 if you want to take part in being the jury.
All right. On December 7th, I made that ridiculous statement about, you know, losing 15 kilos. But I had 115 days before Easter when I made that statement, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then you bring this up 3.5 weeks ago and I had 24 days to do it. You said, you got to lose this before Easter, all right? 24 days I had. And in my brain I was thinking,
you cannot be serious.
But did I say that? No. I said, yeah, all right, I'll do it. And I took it on. Where I think this is really unfair, in the 3.5 weeks you've given me to do this, which in itself is ridiculous to lose 15 kilos, because I have been trying to do it. I've been doing it the right way. I haven't been starving myself. No. I haven't been fasting. I haven't been going on Ozempic, the diabetes drug that everyone keeps telling me to do. But in that 3.5 weeks, I've had a hen's day.
Yeah.
And I've had a 50th girlfriend weekend. Where I'm not, and I'm still at the same weight because guess what?
Why?
Not giving in.
Come on.
I'm not giving in.
No, you're not. Come on.
I just need more time to lose
strong
the 15
argument.
Kids. I am not giving in.
Okay. That's your time. Right of reply. Who's Spider Everett?
I tell you something, though. Okay, you made the claim. I didn't make the claim. All I'm doing is holding you accountable. And even through the last 24 days, you've always said this to me.
Now, I know a few people are thinking that you're being a bit hard on me, but genuinely, I am grateful to you for keeping me accountable because it's actually making me do it.
Okay, so keeping you accountable, and that's what I want to do. Ouch. I'm not doing anything else but keeping you accountable. I sit there and say, you know what? I'm there on Thursday chucking out whatever I want because you did not give it your best shot.
The prosecution rests. Should Ali still cop her punishment?
Janie Mermaid Waters, Jane, what do you think as a jury?
Morning, guys. I'm really sorry, Ali, but I'm on Spider's side. It wasn't his fault that you didn't do anything for the first 3 months.
Oh, right. Back to you, Jane. Okay.
Okay. Well, one second. I'll tell you what's important. That's the first time that Jane has ever agreed with Spider. I almost want to give it 2 votes.
That's not true. That's not true.
Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
Okay. Ian and Upper Coomera, as a jury, whose side are you on?
I think I'm a little bit on Ali's side here.
Love you, Ian.
Okay.
Yeah, really? What it is like when you're on a weight loss journey, people tend to worry too much about the scales. You know, if you're an 85 kilo football player at 5'10", you look great. If you're 5'10", 85 kilos, you're starting to look more like a butternut pumpkin.
All right.
You know, and you've got to go by your clothes.
Well, and actually, Flan, you did comment that you think my body shape's changing.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Right.
Thanks, Ian.
The work's been done.
All right, one each.
Matt and Upper Coomera, what do you reckon?
Good morning, guys. Look, Ali, I personally think if the dude was on the other foot, would you punish Spider? I think you would.
Oh, great point. Great point.
That's possibly the greatest point anyone's ever made.
Yeah.
I'm nicer than Spider, so maybe not. So you're on Spider's team.
Okay, Julie Tully Valley.
Yes. Yes. You have to let her off.
Oh, what?
Are you serious? It's not a binding contract. Did you have it in writing?
No, I've got audio.
Did you witness? That's just hearsay.
No, it isn't. It's over the radio. It's legal tender.
Hearsay.
All right.
Hearsay. No written, binding, signed contract.
All right.
Thank you, Julie.
I've got to record that on Ali's side. No, I just
think
that was
rubbish. How many have we got now for Ali?
It was 3-1 Ali so far.
All right.
Shane.
Mate, I'm just like the magistrates at Southport Court on a Monday morning.
when the criminals come in there, they give them an extra 2 to 4 weeks to do what they want. So, Ali, just keep doing what you're doing now. You know,
who are you supporting? So you're supporting Ali?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, give her a few more weeks, mate.
75% of respondents.
This is ridiculous.
I love that he's supporting me saying I'm no better than the people rocking up to the Southport courts. Thank you, Shane. I'll take it.
Kerry and Mermaid Beach, whose side are you on? Should Ali be allowed to
have an extension?
Have her an extension, or does she need to cop her punishment?
No, she needs to cop a punishment.
Jess.
This is Jess, Ali's daughter.
Daughter, whoa.
How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. Whose side are you on? Should Ali still cop her punishment?
I am 100% on Spider's side.
Yes!
Hey. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
I have been waiting my entire life for this day.
Yes! I'm so excited.
What are you on?
This is her.
Well grounded.
Behalf of the entire family, we want to throw everything out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know what? At 31 years of age, you're not too old to be grounded. Oh, well, you can look after your own kids, Jess.